All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here, and we have a great Pro Wrestling America card for you tonight. 9 matches, 3 title matches, but we're going to start off with a big announcement. I appear at the interview desk with Lance and Mark. I announce that I have set the main event for the next 3 weeks to be a best of 3 Cage Ward series between the Spectaculars and Jarrett's gang. The matches will be very similar to the old War Games matches from Jim Crockett Promotions. I hope that this will end the riotous matches between these two groups and set aside one side to finally be seen as the winner in this war. So that is our main event this week. Cage War Spectaculars versus Jarrett's gang. But that's the 9th match tonight. We have 8 others, including 3 title matches and 2 non-title matches. Most of the champions are in action tonight, as we have Dan Spivey defending the television title. We have Terry Gordy defending the American heavyweight title. And once again, the world heavyweight title on the line, as we have Stone Cold Steve Austin defending against Michael P.S. Hayes. But in non-title matches, the World Tag Team Champions, the New Age Outlaws, face off against Sting and Bubba Ray Dudley. And Illinois heavyweight champion Cowboy Ron Bass faces off against former Illinois heavyweight champion Honky Tonk Man. Great matches coming up. Let's get right into it. Opening match, Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Dexter Poindexter. Sharp has a quick match with Poindexter, looking very intent on regaining the television title from Spivey later this summer. So if Iron Mike Sharp has already had a match, Brickhouse facing the television champion? Well, the television title's on the line in the next match. And finally, someone has taken the open invitation to challenge Spivey for the television title. Tonight's challenger is Crash Holly, the junior heavyweight champion from Central States Wrestling. This fits with Crash's gimmick in the last year or so of his life, demanding to be billed as 10 feet tall. Despite Spivey standing almost a foot taller than Crash, Crash got up after every single power move, refusing to sell. This only angers Spivey even further, leading to a quick pin after a vicious pile driver to retain the title. In a time of 4 minutes, 6 seconds, your winner and still television champion, Dan Spivey. Next match has Tully Blanchard facing off against Dwayne Gill. And Tully attacks Gill before he gets to the ring. When he finally rolls Gill into the ring, Tommy Young calls for the bell as Tully picks up Gill for the slingshot suplex for the quickest pin in PWA history. 5 seconds, your winner is Tully Blanchard. Next up, Sting and Bubba Ray Dudley versus the New Age Outlaws. The World Tag Team titles are not on the line. In this star-studded tag team match, the World Tag Team champions are challenged by 2 of the biggest stars in the PWA. This is another of those pairings where there isn't much to be done with the 2 stars in the current storylines, and an appropriate storyline built around them hasn't been figured out yet. Sting and Bubba make a good team. They have several moments where they almost beat the champions. Sting has Armstrong locked in the Scorpion Deathlock until Gunn climbs into the ring and takes Sting down with a running bulldog. Bubba Ray drills Gunn with the Bubba Bomb, but Gunn manages to kick out. Armstrong gets caught in a 3D, but Precious puts his foot on the bottom rope. Finally, the strain of all the near wins separates Sting and Bubba Ray. Gunn takes advantage of a blind tag while Sting and Bubba Ray were double-teaming Armstrong to nail Bubba Ray in the back with a missile dropkick. Bubba Ray stumbles into Sting and their heads collide. Bubba Ray takes the brunt of it since he has been in the match several minutes. As Sting gets back to his feet, Gunn nails the Famouser on him for the pin. Your winners in 24 minutes flat are the World Tag Team Champions, the New Age Outlaws. Next match is our other non-title match as Cowboy Ron Bass and Honky Tonk Man face each other. No one has seen Iceman in the arena all day. He was scheduled to have this match, but he hasn't shown up at the arena. When bell time comes, Honky Tonk Man approaches me to take his tag team partner's spot in the match. I accept his idea and make the change to the card. Heenan and Bass were not pleased with the change in the lineup. Bass was ready to take Iceman out once and for all. When the match happens, Bass and HTM have a decent match. Whenever Bass has a little break from HTM, he looks around for Iceman. He definitely seems preoccupied with Iceman's absence. Honky Tonk Man takes advantage of his distraction and gets the pin after the shake, rattle, and roll in a time of 7 minutes, 52 seconds. Honky Tonk Man making a statement that not only is Iceman a top contender for Bass's title, so is he. Next match has Bad Company facing off against Lightning Express. The Firecrackers of the tag team division face each other once again with the possibility of a title match against the Outlaws in the near future. Bad Company seems to have the match well in hand, double teaming Horner until Horner ducks a super kick from Tanaka. Diamond takes it fully on the chin. Horner tags in Armstrong, and Armstrong tosses Tanaka out of the ring. Diamond gets back to his feet, but Armstrong applies an abdominal stretch. Armstrong reaches back far enough that he falls backwards. He manages to keep the hold on while rolling Diamond into a pinning predicament for the win. Your winners are the Lightning Express, Brad Armstrong and Tim Horner, in a time of 9 minutes, 59 seconds. Next up is the American Heavyweight title on the line. In another open invitation challenge match, Sabu comes from Capital Wrestling to challenge Terry Gordy for the American Heavyweight title. The homicidal, suicidal, genocidal, death-defying maniac gives up almost 100 pounds to Gordy, but he doesn't back away from a fight. Gordy quickly tires of Sabu coming back for more. Gordy scoops Sabu up and plants him on the turnbuckle. Gordy leaves the ring, grabs his title belt, and leaves the ringside area. Tommy Young counts Gordy out. Your winner in a time of 6 minutes and 30 seconds by countout is Sabu. But Gordy is still your American Heavyweight Champion. Sabu is irritated with both Gordy and Young. Sabu grabs Young and tosses him outside the ring. He places Young into a chair with an inverted atomic drop. Sabu climbs onto the ring apron and comes off with a running somersault plancha through the chair. Security comes down to remove Sabu from Young. Sabu has made his mark in the PWA, but it might be quite a while before I allow him back into the PWA. I don't take well to the wrestlers roughing up the referees. Next is the first of our two main events. World Heavyweight title on the line. Stone Cold Steve Austin facing off against Michael Hayes. Once again, Stone Cold continues his skirmishes with the Freebirds. The match goes as one might expect. Stone Cold gains a distinct advantage in the match until Gordy slides a chair into the ring after Hayes rakes Stone Cold's eyes. Hayes nails Stone Cold with a chair, causing David Manning to call for the disqualification in a time of 18 minutes, 58 seconds. Your winner and still World Heavyweight Champion by disqualification is Stone Cold Steve Austin. The Freebirds beat down the World Champion until finally spiking him into the chair with the spike pile driver. The World Champion lays in the middle of the ring. Gordy climbs out of the ring and grabs the World Heavyweight title belt. He tosses it into Hayes, who plays it like a guitar for a minute before dropping it over Stone Cold's prone body. All right. The Freebirds have definitely made their mark with Stone Cold over the summer. And it wasn't even a planned feud between these guys, but it just keeps going. But now we get up to the second main event of the night. The Cage War, the first of the best of three series between the Spectaculars and Jarrett's gang. And as with the War Games from Jim Crockett Promotions, the cage is set up over the rings. People come in one at a time. One team gets a decided advantage having a person in before the other. The Spectaculars win the coin toss, giving them the advantage throughout the match. Brickhouse and Wyndham start out the match for 5 minutes. Then Storm, PG-13, Travis, and Disco quickly make their presence known over the next 5 minutes. When Travis enters the ring, he has several sets of handcuffs attached to his belt loops. Brickhouse and Travis handcuffed PG-13 to the cage walls. Storm takes a pair of handcuffs and busts Wyndham open. During their 1 minute 4-on-1 advantage, the Spectacular spike Kendall into the mat with 3 pile drivers. When Scorpio enters the cage, Brickhouse and Disco greet him. Travis drags Wyndham over to the corner to handcuff him to the bottom rope. Finally, the team captains joined the fray. With most of his team handcuffed, Jared had to fight off all five Spectaculars with a bit of help from Scorpio. Eventually, the numbers overwhelm Jared, and Storm handcuffs him to the top rope. The five Spectaculars then spend time nailing Scorpio with punches until he is unable to stand anymore. Rolando and Brickhouse pick Scorpio up as Disco comes off the top turnbuckle with the Blockbuster to get the pin and finally put Jarrett's gang out of their miseries. After the match, all three referees try to get the Spectaculars to unlock the handcuffs. Brickhouse nails all three referees with right hands as Disco finally handcuffs Scorpio to the cage. The Spectaculars continue to beat on Jarrett's gang until security finally is able to get them out of the ring. One security guard has a pair of bolt cutters to release Jarrett's gang from their handcuffs while the others keep the Spectaculars out of the cage. All right, the Spectaculars take a 1-0 lead in the Cage War series. We'll see what happens next week when we have a rematch again. So until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, and we will see you next week.